Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Kisavoy at the beginning of the Parsha by Pasuk Hecheski. Pasuk Vav. We're going to get there in a second, but I want to start off the share with a Shaila, Akasha. What is the only thing, Rabbi Yisai, that you're allowed to test the Ribbono Shel Olam with? Oh, everybody says Maisa. Correctly so. The only thing you're allowed to test the Ribbono Shel Olam with is with Maisa. We're going to see. The Rebbeinu Bachai brings a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Kabe des Hashem ayohanecho, umereishes kol tvoasecho, v'yimalo asamecha sava v'sireish yikavecha yifroitz." So a pasuk in Mishlei Gimel. So over here, Shlomo HaMelech is giving us the Azara about midas habitochon. The Rebbeinu Bachai says, telling you about bitochon. Person supposed to be b'teich in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ubal idea sheyichabe the adam mehoine laHakadosh Baruch Hu. That a person should be mechabed Hashem from his hoin, from his assets, from his wealth, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'loy teira einei boy, ki fazer v'yitin lev yoinim. He shouldn't have an ayin ra when he spends and he gives out money to aniyim, or to avyoinim. He gives money to avyoinim, to destitute people, to very, very poor people. There's an ani and an avyoin. An ani is a higher madrega of another. Avyoin is more, is the destitute person, he's very poor. Right. You can come closer, you can sit down. Here, sit here. Okay. So that's what a person has to have, that of tocha. And if he gives that money to avyoinim, don't feel, it shouldn't bother you. Avol yiftach b'Hashem yizbaruch, zok der Rebbeinu Bachai, b'beteichen Hashem, ki b'glal adover hazeh yivorcheyu b'chol ma'isi yodov. Because this thing, the Rebbeinu Shalom will bench you, he'll bless you in all your ma'isi yadayim. So now, for a bracha to give tzedakah, it could be it's a little difficult. But everybody will feel madrigosi. So it could be it's a half a shekel in this country, or in America it's a half a chveis. I don't know what's up to a quarter of the dollar. I don't know what's in England, a chveis. Something that you won't feel. Even if you feel it, the more you feel it, the better it is, the bigger tails you'll get out of it. But a person trains himself to give, so then it's mashrish in himself, the midah of bitochen. Now there's a whole shayla, halacha take a shayla, if you have to give every mishulch that comes around collecting. It could be not mechuyif to give every single one, but the ones that are roi, I'll pun him. But it's better not to be machmir, you know, and not give anybody. At least give one or whatever. But your mashrish in yourself, especially when you're a bachir, the younger you start, so it's kirsa the yankasa, and it remains with you. Ve'ein lo lachshav, he says, shebesibas apizur hazeh yechzer hoinoi. Don't think because I spent a little bit of money on the ani, so therefore I'm going to lose from my wealth. No. Someone gives to a poor person, ain't machzer. He's not missing anything. He doesn't lose anything. You should be mamin. Believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be moisif to you. He's going to add into your wealth. It says yesh mefazer v'noisaf oid. And then it says v'amr oicham lo yeilu oitzos resha utzadoka tatzel mimoves. The oitzos, all these storehouses and the warehouses of that the Rishoyim gather together, it's not going to help them. Utzadoka tatzel mimoves. Tzedaka helps a person from Misa. Yoimar ki yisrein ahoyin memakubots menagezel vechomis layoil. The person thinks he's going to try to amass a fortune illegally. He's trying to make money shelo lefi achoik, right? Against the law. So then it's not going to help him. And the chisaron that he endures by giving money, so that lemais is like the Rebbeinu Bachai, that the pasuk saying will save him min hamavis from death. V'zesha amru zal says melach mamoin chaser, v'amri lo chosed. Some say that it's a lashon of chesed. What does that mean? We know salt is a preservative. Salt is something that preserves something, right? You want to have cucumbers turn into pickles, so you want to preserve it. So some people use vinegar, it's also preservative. Salt is also preservative. So pshat is, what is the preservative of your money? Chaser. Melach, mamon, chaser. Right? You want the rest of your money to stay by you? Give. You have to give. You have to be mechaser a little bit from yourself. Now, the Ramosha says that, just like Yimachuyev to Ramosha Feinstein, Zechron the Baruch, the Igris Ramosha, says that just like Yimachuyev, everybody knows that, just like Yimachuyev to give Maiser from money, you also Yimachuyev to give Maiser from your time. So a Bacher, let's say there's a Bacher that needs your help, So I know you want to steig and you want to learn, but a few minutes you could spear when you're not learning, when you're not steiging, that you could give over to him. And that's also, you have to give maaser from your time also. And you'll get it back, fakeret. You're saving yourself. Now listen to this lashon. I want to show you like this. Then he says, "V'kivin shekain roy lo la'adam sheyichasem imamoyno l'chol dvar mitzvah, for any dvar mitzvah, v'kinyonei amaylus, and for any dvar mitzvah, and any kinyonei amaylus, u'befrat mitzvah sa'tzadokeh. Befrat mitzvah sa'tzadokeh, a person should be mechaser his mamoyn. Ki anoizin tzadokeh la'ani," listen to this line. Someone gives tzedakah to an ani, la'hakadosh baruch hu noisna. He's giving it to the Ribbono shel Olam. V'chein anoisin la'kadosh baruch hu, mishalayu noisin lo. And this that you're giving to the Ribbono shel Olam, you're giving him from his, because he gave it to you. V'chein abba David olav ha-shalom, in divrei ayom alav chavtes, ki mimcho ha-keil, u'miyadcho nosanu loch. Everything's from the Ribbono shel Olam. V'chein abba shleimer bekan, kabedes Hashem me'oinecho. I thought he was going to bring the pasuk of li ha-kesef li ha-zov. The Ribbono shel Olam says, Om Hashem Tzavokos, that all the gold and all the silver in the world belongs to me. So you think you're giving me from yours? You're not. You're giving it from me. So that's the chizuk. The Ribbono Mechai starts off with the inyan in this week's parsha of giving tzedakah. Yeah. Right. Batsim in the pasuk initially, Kabed Hashem Me'oinecho, Mereishus Kol Tvasecho, V'yimolu Asamecha Sava. Then your silos will become full with and be satiated. V'sirish Yikavecha Yifroitzu. And your vats will spit forth, I mean burst forth with wine. So Bekitzu, you're gonna get it from yourself. That's what the Beis Halevi says. V'nosnoi, it's a word that you read both ways. Vav Nun Sav Nun Vav. Yeah, that you could read it both ways. It goes, you read it this way and that way. What's the pshat? It's a famous Beis Halevi in Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Truma, that v'nosnu is pshat is you're giving it to yourself, Betzim. V'nosnu, you're giving it. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. No, v'nosnu. V'nosnu. It's a, what's, how do you say the word again? Palindrome. That was the word I was looking for. A word you could read. Yeah. Could you spell that? Yeah, v'nosnu is. Is a palindrome, yeah? Is that good? Good. You read it both ways. I'll go pardon because whatever you're giving, you better say I'm giving to yourself. Okay. Now with that, I wanted to mention Agav, a Me'iri, the Rishiva always says over, that it's not a Me'iri, it's a Ritvo. A Ritvo and Beya. The Gemara says over there, it says, Kol mizay noisev shaladam k'tuv m'loi, mi Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah, chutz mi Tishrei. Besides four things, what's Tishrei? Mishnah Berurah brings it also in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Tishrei stands for Shabbos, Hitzoyis Shabbos, anything you spend on Shabbos, you'll get back. Rish Chodesh, that's the Reish. Rish Chodesh, anything you spend on Rish Chodesh, you'll get back. The Tav is Talmud Torah. No, Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is any, it's a Hitzoyis Bon of the Talmud Torah, which is tuition, which I think Rav Moshe says is up to the age of 6 or 7. And after that already, it's... You can't take it off Meiser. Up to the, you could take it off Meiser. And Yud is Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, if you spend money on Yom Tov, you're going to get it back. So Kipshuta, you'll say it's those four mitzvahs dafka, Talmud Torah, or Shabbos, or Shchaydish and Yom Tov. Zokte the Ritva, he says no, lav dafka those mitzvahs. It just says these mitzvahs because these nokat hani the shchichen. Zokte Ritva Beir. Why? It just chaps on these mitzvahs over here because they're shchiach, because they come very often. Shabbos comes once every 7 days, right? And Shchaydish once in 30 days, right? Chavtesiyam usually, sometimes 29, you're right? And Yom Tif, right? The Shalosh Regalim B'Shama. And the other mitzvahs. So why did it happen? Only chap that because these are shchiach. But who are dindai? So if any mitzvah says the Ritva, you'll get back. Therefore, if you want to buy a nice pair of tzitzis, so vakasha, go buy a nice pair of tzitzis. You're not paying for it. The Ribbono Shel Olam's paying for it. So your tzitzis need a little bit of a tikkun. Go, right?
Only Shabbos, get back for the food of the whole week.
Oh, so now that's a shayla. There's a whole shayla. Let's say a 7-layer cake. So the gishmaki cake, if someone likes it. You would have never bought it, but now I want to go buy it because, you know, I'm getting it back. I'm not paying for it. You know, the boss is paying for it anyway, right? So is that's already machlokes poiskim. I heard once that if you would have never bought it, some poiskim say you're not going to get it back. There's no tricks. But other poiskim, one second, other poiskim say that lemais is you spent the money on Shabbos, you'll get it back. The main point is that from tzedakah is any atzov, any mitzvah. And the Rebbeinu Chai Be'etzim says it Where does it say immediately? Really? So Rashiv always says it over. I heard when he's collecting from Balabatim. So he says, listen, as you're going to give $1,000, give $2,000, because you're going to get it back anyway. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get it back. 49,000, give 55,000. What's the difference? That's what I heard. So it's a great fundraising pitch, but it's emes lamita in anything. So someone knows it, Bach has to know it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he told him, I'm going right now. I'm going to spend 100 shekels on a bottle of wine. I'm going to get paid back immediately. And she was told him, yeah. I'm going right now. Are you sure?
Yeah.
She said, sure. So he went, he bought a bottle of wine. So 2 weeks later, somebody came over to him and said, here's $20 from your father. Now your father in Brooklyn.
Wow.
He said, when'd you meet him? On Friday morning.
Yeah, there you go.
It was Friday afternoon here in Eric's show.
That's the double, it was full time.
Wow. Very good. Okay, Rabbi says, so we're holding over here in Pasuk. In Pasuk.
Hey.
V'anisa, it's a moedek darga. V'anisa v'yamart l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. You will answer and you'll say in front of Hashem Elokecha, Arami Oyved Avi. Now, Arami Oyved Avi, what does that mean? So we saw the Rashi yesterday, Loshan Aramas Kol V'anisa, you have to speak it out because the Gemara says, Soit Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Arami Oyved Avi, so this is referring to Lavan. Rashi is learning it's referring to Lavan. The other Rishonim learned it referring to Yaakov Gufa. The Rebbe Mechai brings different Rishonim. There's different Pshatim, but Rashi Kipshuta, Rashi's coming to tell you Pashup Pshat. Arami Yovidovi is going. Arami is Lavan HaArami. So Rashi, Mazgir Chaste Amokam. He mentions the Chesed of Hashem. Arami Yovidovi. Lavan Bikesh Laker Sakel. Lavan wanted to uproot everything. Kesheroda Vacher Yaakov. When he chased after Yaakov. Ubishvil Shechoshev Lasseis. And since he had in mind, he thought to do that, to be oiker everything, what's lakar esakoil? What's lakar esakoil? Oh, he wanted up, what's everything? What's akoil?
His money, his Yiddishkeit.
Gans Yiddishkeit. It means the whole Yud Beis Shvatim. Yaakov over here was being boy in a Klal Yisrael. He wanted to uproot everything, Gans Yiddishkeit. If a goy has a machshava ra, he is going to do an avera, right? A bad thought. And for some reason, there's traffic on the way and he doesn't do the avera. So a bunch of them says, you did the avera. You're getting an oinish kilo, you did the avera. Whereas a yid, let's say he has in mind to do a mitzvah, and there's traffic on the way, and the mitzvah doesn't happen. There's an oinus, he doesn't get there. Akash Baruch is a mitzvah to lemaisa. Not only that, if he was on the way to do it, even if he had a machshava to do the mitzvah, let's say he wasn't even on the way. I want to go daven neitz tomorrow morning. Neitz, I mean, the first neitz, not 9 and 10. Not noch tzvelev, and not noch neitz. Yeah. I mean, the neitz, neitz achama, right? And then he doesn't do it, so then the Rambam says, you did it. Okay, Vayerid Mitzrayim, let's see, Bavaita and Rashi. Vayerid Mitzrayim, he went down to Mitzrayim. Vayogar Sham, Bimseimot, they dwelled there, they lived there, Bimseimot, with very, very few people. Vayhi Sham, Lagoy Godel, Otsum Varov. And there they became a great nation. Otsum, strong Varov, and the Targum says, Vesagi, very, very big. Very, there was a large number of them. And not only that, other people came upon us to destroy us. Because after that, Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. What's b'msei ma'ot? 70 people. Now, 70 people, chayro, compared to billions of people in the world, yeah, it's a little bit. But if we had 70 people over here, we wouldn't call b'msei ma'ot, would we? I'm asking Akasha.
So this
year? Yeah. Not over here this year. Anyway, you go to davening. You think you're going to make a scene.
Seven,
that's more than the people in the yeshiva over here. There's only 60 in the yeshiva, right? So Shiv and Nefesh called them same out.
Yeah, after the Gantz Mitzrayim.
Oh, unless he's saying that Klapi, the whole Mitzrayim, the Goyish nations, we're the Klapi them, we're much greater. Okay? Because Lamais, I see the The Ibn Ezra has a different pshat here. Bim Sei says it's samuch. Kilei nimtza lashon yachid. Misim lashon rabim. Rabbeinu Yoina is medaktik oisakula ber heitav berach misa. Meisa ein sham. Kaponim, that's, I'm just coming to be Moir over here. What Bim Sei ma'at. That's pretty, you know, 70 to us is a lot. Teretz is klapi the whole welt, that l'chayra, the rest of the world. So relative to that it's very little. Someone's told me, just to bring the point, drive the point home, maybe I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Someone, everything's relative. He says, someone comes and tells you that you have two hairs on your head. So, what does that mean? That means that that's relatively not a lot. Relative to the rest of your head, it means you're bald. Someone comes and tells, it's very little, right? Someone comes and tells you you have two hairs in your cup of coffee, that's a lot. What's up, Shal? Because everything's relative. What are you comparing it to? So there it says, same art is very, very little, right? But klapi the gets the welt, it's talk a little bit. But same art to us is a lot. It's in relative. It's relative to something else. That's the point. Forget about the story, but the point was well taken. Right. Pasuk, vov, vayareu oisanu hamitzrim vayanunu. Now yareu is a lashon of ra. Now ra usually means, like a Targum says, vav ishu is a lashon of evil. They were bad to us, the Mitzrayim. Because why am I saying and stressing what the Targum says? Because I saw someone translated that Vayireyu son of Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim mistreated us. Now, if I was translating it, I wouldn't have said Vayireyu, they mistreated us. I'd say they were evil to us. They were terrible to us. A lashon of Ra. That's called mistreating. It is a form of mistreating. Mistreating is too powerful of a lashon, I think. So I think Vayireyu son, and it's more than mistreated us. They were mishabed us. Vayanunu, and they afflicted us. Vayitnu aleinu avoid the kosher. They put on us avoid the kosher. Very, very strong, arduous labor, right? Very, very terrible avoid. Pasuk Zayin, Vanitzak al Hashem, Elokei Aviseinu. So now what's the reaction when a yid has tzaras? Vanitzak al Hashem, Elokei Aviseinu. We cried out, we screamed out to Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayishma Hashem Eskeleinu. And after that, the next thing happens, Ribbono Shel Olam hears us. Vayaris and Yenu, we saw our affliction, Vesamaleinu, and our suffering, Veslachatzenu, and our oppression. Our travail, some people say it means, our suffering, and our oppression. Next, Pasuk Ches, Vayitziyenu Hashem Mitzrayim, Biyot Chazok, Hashem took us out from Mitzrayim, Biyot Chazok, with a strong hand, Uvizroya Natuya, with an outstretched arm, Uva Moira Godel, with great awesomeness. Of oisos with signs over moivsim and with wonders. Zok Rashi, oh, vait the pasuk tes. Vayivienu ala mokem azeh. He brought us to this place. Vayitn lano sa oretz azoyis. He gave us this land. Eretz zovas cholav udvosh, a land that flows with milk and honey. What's ala mokem azeh? Zok Rashi is a beis hamikdash. This refers to the beis hamikdash. Vayitn lano sa oretz. He gave us this land. Kimashmo pashut pshat, like the way it sounds, that he gave us. This land, that's Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Viato, Hine, and now, I have brought Tevesi Esrachis Priyo Adama Ashenasat Li Hashem. I've brought the first fruits of my land that Hashem has given me. Vinachtoi Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. I've placed it before Hashem Lekecha. Vishtachavisa Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. And you should bow down, prostrate yourself before Hashem Lekecha. This tells us he takes it after the coin raises it up, or he puts it down. Different gesoys in Rashi. And he grabs it in his hand while he's reading it. Then he does another. He picks it up again, and he does tnufa again. Pasuk Yud Aleph, and with that we'll get up to Sheni, and we'll complete the shir for today. V'samachta. What did you say? Commence means to will terminate. V'samachta commence means to start. V'samachta b'chol atoiv asher nosan l'cho Hashem Elokecha. You shall rejoice with all the good that Hashem Elokecha has given you. Uleveisecha, and to your household. Ata you v'alevi, and the levi v'ager asher pikir becha, and the ger that's within you, that's amongst you. Now, Rashi says, Mikan Amru en Koirim Mikra Bikurim El Bezman Simcha. The only time you'd read Mikra Bikurim is at the time of Simcha, Me'atzeres Ve'adachag. That's from Atzeres until Sukkot. That's from Shavuos to Sukkot. Sha'odim Alakit Fuasai Upeiroisa V'yeina Yushmonoi. That's when a person's so happy. The Gemara says in Pesachim Lamed Vav. Why? Because that's when he does the harvesting of his tfuah, his peiros, and his wine, and his oil. Avim Minachag Ve'elech, maybe Ve'en Koirim. From the Chag and Vaiter, he brings it, but he doesn't read. Atavi Alevi, Afalevi Chayev Bikurim. The Levi is also Chayev Bikurim. Im Notay B'Toych Areim. If it was planted in their cities, VeAger Asher BeKirbecha. Maybe Vein Akari brings, but he doesn't read. She'ena Yochel Leimer LaAvisein, because he can't say Avisein. The Mishnah says in Bikurim Perak Aleph Mishnah Dal. Now we cannot go by this pasuk without mentioning the Arachayim Bekodesh that the Shiva always mentions. V'Samachta B'Chol Atoyv. Now, listen to this lashon. If you heard it already, it's good to listen again. If you didn't hear it, so then this is something that has to go into your bones. Toiv Hashem, Zaktip. Here. What's Bechol HaToiv? Ve'ein Toiv El HaToiro. Shem Hayu B'nei Odom. If people margishim b'mesikus v'arevus Toiv HaToiro. If people would be margish, the sweetness, and the ziskeit of Toiro, Hayu Mishtagim. They would go crazy. They would go meshuggah. And they would be mislat achareh. They would like trudge. What's the word for mislat? There's no other word. Mislat. They would dive after it. And the whole world, if the world was filled with gold and silver, it would be nil. It would be worthless. It's nothing. Because Torah is koilel all good and in the world. Any geshmaka thing that you could think of in the world is nichlal in the Torah. That's why it says v'samachta b'chol ha-toiv. What's b'chol ha-toiv? That's going on the Torah, because if people would be margish, the mesikas of Torah, and the only way you could be margish is by sitting and learning, and it's hard, but you force yourself, you'll do it, then they would go meshuga to go after it, because the Torah is koileles kol ha-toiv v'shebo'ilam. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.